Till här går ram pam 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 pam. Tico Eres. Boom. Pam 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 pam. I'm Kayum.
La 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 la. Hi, I'm Soani's third member. Or if I can't be a third member, I'll just be a backup dancer. I'm Zul.
And we are K-pop Capers. And this is K-pop Capers. Wow, so as
what is this?
What is happening? What? Til hago rampam pam pam tikuweres. Okay, so basically today, right, Zira and myself, we will be
diving a little bit, not just into K-pop culture, but our own mother tongue culture.
Mother tongue. How is your bahasa?
My bahasa, my Melayu.
You Melayu, yeah?
Yeah, I got like A distinction.
Are you serious?
Yes, for O levels. I can't Melayu. Memang.
Do we have to put subtitles in this episode? You might need to, eh, sayang. Okay, yes, Slay.
I am a goddess Melayu. I'll just cringe.
Siapa bilang goddess Melayu tak pernah? Okay, I did okay. I got like B3 for Malay.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're talking about Malay is there is this
trend.
There is this current trend that's going on. You want to take a deeper look in it. In the meantime, right, we'll talk about K-pop, the K-pop formula that's being used in Malaysian music, Malaysian pop music.
Malaysian music. Even, I think we previously briefly mentioned XG.
Yeah, XG, right?
Yeah.
So like, XG also has the K-pop formula that they're using into their show promotions, right?
Get this. XG is, they sing English songs, right?
Mm.
But they're all like mostly Japanese, ethnically.
I think they're all Japanese.
And their company is AVEX. It's a Japanese company. Record company. Mm. But they're using the K-pop formula. Mm. And we see the groups that we are covering today in from Malaysia.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is that some of these Malaysian groups that we're going to talk about today, right, they debut way before XG. So they've really been like using the K-pop formula. However,
why is it not as big?
Yeah, that's true. So as you're saying, so these groups we're talk about today, they've been here for quite some time, way before XG. But why are they suddenly popular? Shall we talk about before we talk about the groups we're talking about today, can someone behind Cough Cough Nawfal quickly Google, right, what is the name of the K-pop group and the K-pop song that Hyuna endorsed? The one that you told me about. Okay, so basically this group like was like so long ago. This like what, close to 10 years ago?
Oh my god.
It is the one and only like K-pop Malay song. And Hyuna literally was like, oh, this is the accurate representation of K-pop music.
2012 S4, She's My Girl.
Ah, 2012.
2012.
She is my girl, don't touch. Yeah, that's the... Yeah, the music video looked like it could jump out from like, I can like imagine G-Dragon appearing somewhere inside, or Top, or Seungri, or this. Literally, it's like a
2012 legit, era.
2012 era.
I was in P6. Continue.
I sec 2. Okay, not that bad. Okay, and okay, if you think about it, sec like while we were
teens.
Like in our teens, right, in that era, it's mainly that's when K-pop really blasted off.
Yeah, Gangnam Style era.
Correct. Gangnam Style. Then there is Fantastic Baby 2012, Tiara, Lovey Dovey, and
Rolly
Polly,
The Boys.
So which is why they, I think Malaysia tried to do it and they were successful. But there's only one song and that's it.
Not enough money, kot.
Yeah, but it took so long, right? Until it was announced that Universal Music Malaysia, they're holding auditions to create their very own girl group, which is K-pop inspired.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like your typical, like, you know when SM does a group
audition.
So Universal Music Malaysia did it. Mm-hmm. And then they found these four girls.
Ooh.
And that was the birth
of dollar. So you know dollar.
I love dollar. Mm. I'm a very big, and you know what's so cute? So like they even have like a fan name.
Ooh.
And you can find dollar on K-pop profiles.
Amazing.
Fun fact, K-profiles. So dollar's fan base is called Idola.
So Idola, okay. Idola is idols.
In Malay.
The word idols in Malay. That's cute.
I think it's very cute.
Flip the chart. Flip classroom. Flip the screen.
Flip table turn.
Table
turn. Yeah. So yeah. Their first few songs were popular, but they got a lot of like negative critiques. I think with Make You Wanna and Watch Me Glow. Right. Mm. A lot of people were saying that like, oh, y'all are just like,
it's very cringe.
Yeah, cringe, Ubu, Blackpink, copycats. Yeah. Their vibe. So like, they went through quite like a tough time in my humble opinion. But I was still being strong. I was still a very strong idola.
That's so sad. Like, where's the support local? I thought Malaysia quite strong.
Yeah, that's
support local.
Correct. But you have to understand, sometimes they don't understand the K-pop formula.
Yeah, then it's also a little bit like given, okay, I don't know how
and this is pre-TikTok. This is pre-TikTok.
Oh.
Because what I can safely say after Berani, Impikan and all that stuff, right? When they release Bad, the song Bad actually went viral on TikTok. And then you can actually, if you go on YouTube, you can find so many like international fans doing reviews about Dola and the song called Bad. So this song Bad was like, it screams like aespa, KOI, a bit of like Blackpink. And it really solidified, I feel, their status as the number one like Malaysian pop girls in Southeast Asia. I mean, obviously, like, right?
I mean, obviously.
In Malaysia and Singapore. Because it's so good. They have a solid vocal line with Tabby and Shasha.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a solid rapstress, which is also the leader, Miss Sabronzo. And Angel is just like visuals down boots. They cover all of the typical K-pop formula, how to create a perfect girl group.
And like when I watch their videos or so, it's very K-pop, it's very poppy, it's very...
Right. So like with Bad, it was super popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came back with... I'm not going to count like their Malay song first because they have this like song in between. It's called Mungkin Ini Adalah Lagu... Apa? Mungkin Ini Adalah Lagu Yang Paling Sedih Pernah Ku Buat.
Yeah, you know how TXT the song is like... I don't know. They have like weird ass long songs. That's all I remember. Like,
so the title is the literal title for this song that you can.
Are you gonna rap it out?
I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna say yeah. Mungkin ini adalah lagu yang paling sedih pernah ku buat. Translate is, this might be the saddest song I've ever made. Yeah, and it's actually a really sad song. I love the song. My number one emo song. Nine Daniel, Dollar, I love you. And when they then released their actual like normal comeback, which is Look At This.
Mm-hmm.
Also, went super popular. Mm-hmm. Everyone loved like Look At This. Like the choreo was on point.
Mm-hmm.
Music, obviously slayed. Music video, budget, house. budget the house. And yeah. So, but of course, I personally feel that Dollar was the catalyst.
Yeah, I think after Dollar, more popped up or more attempted. Like, okay, my... no.
Shady, okay, more attempted.
No, my array into Malaysian pop music is So Annie with La 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 Lanta La. But it was actually because of the dance crew that they collaborated with. You know how like Blackpink has Royal Family and like YGX, right? Yeah, like Lee Jong and things as a dancer. For So Annie, their backup dancers is this crew called Zeppo Youngsters. They won this very big dance competition called S24 last year. Or like
wait, what?
Second place. Yeah.
Wait, the dancers from So Annie,
Backup dancers.
The backup dancers were from Singapore?
No, from Zeppo Youngsters. They competed in Singapore's in this flagship.
What the hell?
Yeah, they won, I think, like second runner up, first runner up at last year's
S24 is a big deal. Do you know what S24? So S24 is like, I feel Singapore's like
flagship dance event.
It's like dance the main, like event. Everyone, like all the dance crews in Singapore, right, their main objective in life, right, is S24.
is to win. Yeah.
So it's like the stage, right? It's not a normal stage. They draw out a huge square, and each judge sits on one side of the square.
And it's like, I think 24.
Very small. It's not like a big square. It's like a tiny ass little square.
Small square. They have to fit 24 dancers in.
24 dancers inside. So yeah. Most of the dancers who join it, they have to create like some crazy visuals to like appease all four judges. So it's insane.
And last year, Zeppo, it was open to Southeast Asia. Zeppo Youngsters competed, and they did like a Malay hip hop fusion dance.
Damn.
Like silat hip hop.
Are you serious?
Silat hip hop, Dikki Barat. We can take a look later. It's okay, like lit and sick.
Oh my god.
So I followed them, and then after that they were like doing TikToks with these two girls from, and then I was like, oh, why are they like so cute? Mm. And I heard the song and I got hooked.
Dang.
La 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 la. I was like, this is Malaysian pop. And I'm like, what the, they're popping. Not only that, I also follow our like Malaysian pop podcast. Studio Sembang, Amelia Henderson.
Whoa, Studio Sembang, eh?
Yeah, Studio Sembang. She's okay, so pretty. I follow, and she did like TikTok with them. And I was like, girls, hi. I mean, I think it's like, you know, I was like, while I was watching all of these, like, I was like,
do you want to be a, Malaysian pop artist?
No, as in, why be Malaysian? I mean, I'm Singaporean.
Who say cannot? Cannot? Why not, Jin Long?
I mean, my question is, how come Singapore cannot?
Now, that is an amazing topic to have. You know what? You know what? I agree. Universal Music, Sony Music, Warner Music, Zendo Records. Who else? Who else do we have? We the Fruits, I don't know. Like, all of you record labels, give me... You know what Singapore music is missing right now? I'm going to be very honest with you. Singapore is missing a pop girl.
The it girl.
People can say Iman Fandi. To me, I look at Iman Fandi as like a R&B, slow jazz kind of vibe. Like, I need a pop girl. If you can give me a pop girl group, Shy is the closest, right? No, but Haven is...
They still like R&B vibes.
Yeah. No, I need like... Yeah, I need a pop,
like
pop
mainstream
girl.
The issue is that Singapore doesn't, I feel like Singaporean don't really support local. Like, the first thing will come out, like,
they support Young Raja, what? Faris Jabba. No, people support Faris Jabba.
Remember what happened to B-Night? Remember what happened to B-Night? I feel like that might, like, the way I choked up. I feel like that might.
No, but like, okay, oh my god, I do not want to sound offensive. I do not want to sound offensive.
No, okay, people are so mean to B-Unite.
No, but B-Unite is the Singapore equivalent of Century.
No, they're not. Shut it. B-Unite was a dance cover group.
Listen to where I come from. Okay. Because they no budget. The editing was so rubber. And I felt that there was nobody that really machampa? See, it's really, like, practice for real. Like, macam really, like...
They didn't really have any structure. Or
and they weren't helped by anybody.
Yeah.
Which is what Century, like, the Malaysian boy group Century is like also. Which is why I was saying,
so, Century is the Malaysian boy group that attempted what Zoeni and what Dollar tried to be.
I feel Century has...
Boleh.
Potential. No, boleh. I feel they have
thing
potential.
The thing is, boleh. You know,
people need to give them a chance. We give them a chance. I listen to all the songs today.
Boleh is boleh. Like, you, like, I think people know them. I mean, any publicity is still good publicity. Yeah. You just, come on, give them like proper camera, give them proper training, give them proper styling. Geram.
Yeah, they need, yeah.
Sorry, when my Malay comes out, geram tau, I look at the hair.
Good luck to future Zuria doing captions for all of this.
I'm angry looking at the hair. I'm like, this styling is not it. It's giving like 2008. Not even. Or 1998. But not the trendy one.
Relax. Yeah, and like, in this room right now, we have actually two peanut stands. Aiden and Naufal. Like, you cannot say that they are not talented because they truly like, okay. They are great. And then there's this other group also, this other boy group who are trying to do the K-pop formula. It's called OVA.
OVA.
Yeah, it's called... the song is called Checkmate. apa was the tu? Dulu kau checkmate. Dulu ku sejahat sekarang. Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. So so no, okay, but why do you need money to succeed in this kind of things?
No, you just need to like keep on working at it. Like,
but the most successful M-pop group currently is Dollar. And yeah. they have but to the jet, they have budget.
They do have budget.
So
yes.
so any,
I think they're also under like a company, they right? have budget. I mean it shows like certain quality, you know, but I don't think it's not like impossible to produce like good music. I don't know.
do you see how like flicker? But yeah, just now also while we were like doing research, we found about MFMF,
producer group.
Producer group. MMF.
MFMF.
I don't know what they.
You memang sangat cute.
Don't stop laughing, so cute. You cannot get me.
Kau pura-pura.
All right. Yeah. They. I think it's also slight K-pop formula to that, even though it's weird.
Like, I don't know. They just understand what Gen Z's like. I mean, okay, pop comes from the word popular.
Yeah.
And what makes things popular is the young, the
correct.
Youth. And everyone wants to tap on the youth because we are going to spend the most money in the next few years.
That's right. And then if you think about it, right, they collaborated with Hanbyul, which is like the most popular Korean in Malaysia.
Because
he likes to do like Malay song covers and things like that. And he appeared on quite a few variety shows. And then you also have him collaborating with, what's his name, Jimmy Brown. Who is like
Rindu.
A Korean as well, right?
Is it Rindu? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Coordinate.
But it was very K-R&B, that's
very K-R&B.
It's like a very easy, like, I mean, there's already K-pop fans in Malaysia, obviously. So then when you combine like something that's with your roots and like it's very easy to slide into. So it's like I really like how like all these like I don't know if MFMF is like independent or what, but it definitely gives the vibe of like ground up or like they start on their own. So I like how they are collaborating with all these like other artists in their community, and then like then we see how Dollar and Soany is like working things out also.
Yeah,
it's so colorful and vibrant.
I heard Soany on Singapore Radio, which means you're doing something right.
You guys are over the causeway.
Anyways, as I'm saying,
why Singapore cannot? I mean, we have like talents, but like.
Hence, let's now go back to the same question. You know. Like Universal Music, Warner Music, Xandr, Wild Entertainment. Y'all are signing musicians already. I need an actual pop girl. Because, we have a few people, like, by a few, I mean like one. We have like one person who is like quite into the local industry, local scene, right? I feel that if you're an indie artist, you do well in Singapore. You do better than than the popular music. Is that true?
Yes and no. I think like the main issue is that no one wants to make pop music in Singapore. Because pop music is boring.
So I Singapore love pop too, music.
So Singapore, yeah. Singapore too, that one lah. You're too hoity-toity lah. Don't want to like...
You want to like...
Hoity-toity. I learned that from you.
Can I... Okay, so Fish this posh. Is what... This is what I learned from my professors in university. That's supposed to be satirical, by the way. No, okay, so what I learned in school is that, like, when, like, something goes mainstream, it will die out very fast. That's why subcultures prevail the longest and is the most sustainable.
Yeah, so basically, Singapore, all about the hustle. I want to keep working. And then, like, okay, no, but the thing is, I'm tired now. I am tired of the indie songs, like, and I'm a fan, you cannot say I'm not a fan. I can name at least like two indie groups, which is not Sam Willows. They started off indie, remember?
Yeah,
they were
like 2 years.
Where?
And then they went solo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, wait, technically Riley Tang is a pop girl.
Yeah,
love you, Riley Tang. Riley, such a Riley Tang.
Like, there's like Riley, there's like Iman Fandi.
Iman Fandi isn't pop.
Okay.
Iman Fandi isn't pop. I will die on this hill. Time frame was.
Oh my god. What's her name? The one that always sing at Skip.
G-Rapies.
Is Kira Peace a pop girl? Wait.
I think she...
She's the closest thing to
it. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what? You know what?
Singapore's Taylor Swift, yeah.
Low-key. If you think about it...
What's the viral song, huh? Can I call you by the wrong name?
No, okay, but do you see like the really mean reactions online though to her? Like people were making fun of her.
But then she also had like meet and greets and people were like yeah, going crazy over her. She had,
now she's turning it around.
She has a yeah. pizza party.
No, like, okay, and again, she's smart. Any publicity is good publicity.
Can
yeah.
I call you by
even though people were trolling, like, they still bought her tickets to the show, la.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, let's...
It's just to be taken seriously or not. Because Dola had that face in the beginning, right?
That they weren't taken... Yeah. They weren't being taken seriously. And then now they're like the It Girls of Malaysia. Like... Who's next?
This is gonna be...
Hey, Marcus!
This is his babies. His babies.
Oh, yeah, la. This one is his baby.
He's biased.
Okay, now here's the thing. We cannot talk about Dola, right? Mm. When we talk about Dola, we cannot not talk about one of the most iconic songs that's ever graced onto the causeway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Raya. Selamat Hari. That song was like last year. It was like a year ago. It went viral on TikTok. Everyone's using it for their Hari Raya outfits and...
The hot pink outfit,
I'm just gonna say,
The hot pink juba. I can see it, foresee it, like 20 years from now, when I have like my NYC penthouse with hopefully...
Shut up, lah. In hopefully. 20 years, you're gonna be whitewashed already, lah. You'll be like, excuse me, Raya, what is... What?
No,
Salam Idul Fitri.
No, like, with my kids, I hope... I want to see my kids like dancing to it. Eh. Honestly, I think it's iconic. It's giving like, I can see it being nostalgic.
Again, I said this just not earlier off camera, but like Raya, I swear to God, it will be the Malaysian Hari Raya equivalent to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Because longevity.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be super iconic. And yeah, so... To recap what we talked about today, we talked quite a bit about M-pop. And why Singapore needs to do better. And why M-pop is literally so amazing. Because, like, quality is there. I think people are no longer looking at, like, K-pop-inspired groups or K-pop formula groups as, like, something cringy.
Like,
something
what. It's working.
Yeah, it's actually, like, doing so well.
Yeah.
Like you said, the MFMF, their song, like, You make me sound cute. So, stop. Sorry, a little bit, sorry. I'm very excited to see where these groups go. Mm-hmm. But I'm also excited to see if Singapore is willing to do something.
Yeah, I think it's about time, man.
Okay, literally, I can list the people in the big labels, like, which I'm like major label in Singapore. So Universal Music literally have all rappers except for Yao and Iman Fandi, right? So the rappers, you know who's Yao?
Yeah, I know Yao. Iman Fandi?
Iman Fandi, yeah, he's not a rapper, what?
Yeah, she's not a rapper.
Yeah, so yeah. I said they're all rappers except for these two.
Mm-hmm.
So like their rapper line... You call it line, right, in K-pop?
Ish.
It's like, okay, Abang Sapau, that's one.
Abang Sapau. Ooh.
Young Raja.
Mm-hmm.
Faris Jabbar.
Uh-huh.
Alif. YHB sleeps a lot. Who's Malaysian? No, they're not.
Alif is Singaporean.
Alif is Singapore. Alif is Sleek. Yes, they're Singaporean.
That is dulu ta.
No, I used to work for... I used to work at Chulup Churros. Sharif, this is for you. No, I used to work at Chulup Churros.
Oh, no. Well, I think this, right, there's going to be a lot of reels. I'm going to pop out a lot of reels.
Yeah, so like, so Sleek is Singaporean.
Sleek is Singaporean. Alif is the...
But they were extremely popular in Malaysia.
Yeah.
So Alif is the only one that's actively doing music now. And then like Sharif is like...
Hustling.
Hustle
being
culture.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah. Chulup Churros. Have you tried Chulup Churros?
I love their churros.
You should try the bombs and buns. Both can be found in East Village. No, I I live in the west, so like to go over takes a toll.
Yeah, usually, it's so far away.
No,
it's like
what is this episode?
It's literally like on the edge of Singapore, like near Bedok Camp.
Marcus.
Wait,
next is Jenong.
I'm not editing all these like out. This is gonna be a whole ass compilation on its own.
No, okay, we go back to the whole
music
thing, right? So yes, okay. So Alif and all these people. So that's Universal. If you think about it, Universal is more like, I think they're quite rap heavy, rap R&B with like Iman and Yao. So Poppy. Oh, they have this new guy, Ya Allah. Where did they come from? Where did they come from? Shaz Move. So Shaz is I think he's a R&B type of guy. His the songs that he released so far is R&B Malay music, and then like Sony has Sazairi, Ben King. What's happening? Oh, Forever One. Sazairi, Ben King. I think that's about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have.
I'm not sure.
Warner, the only kid. I need to know two people from Warner Music, and they are Nathan Hartono,
Milo Man,
the Milo boy himself, as well as I feel one of my favorite. Is she pop?
She is.
You know what I'm talking about?
She's the same pop as Lana Del Rey.
Who? Are you talking about the same person?
Shall we say
her name in like three? Yeah, right, wrong person. But mine is I love my girl. This girl I'm gonna talk about.
One, two, three.
Jasmine Sokko.
Oh, Jasmine Sokko is. There's a very specific kind of
pop. There's a specific genre for Jasmine Sokko.
Yeah, yeah. So we know the exact genre.
It's not mass pop.
My favorite, like one of my, I think my top played songs in like, you know, the Spotify, got the Spotify rap, right? One of the years, I forgot which exactly. It was Tired by Jasmine Sokko.
I think it was like 2 years ago.
Two or three or four.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the music video.
Or five. Tabitha Nozzle, but where is she?
Riley.
Yeah, no, I completely forgot about it. But then like I remember again, because we watched Riley at this Singapore of Samaritans show.
Samaritans of Singapore,
sorry. Trigger warning. So like I was like, Serena Riley, love her. What is this episode even titled for the beast? Yeah?
I'll figure it out. There's Wild also.
Oh, Wild. So Wild is like
Son.
Hi Son.
I have enough material to make a compilation of his love letter to Son.
No, I love Son.
Yeah.
Can I tell you quickly like how I found out about Son? You know?
So you're not very
okay, very quickly. We carry this out. But literally I tell everyone here the story. So the story is right. I knew Son from TikTok. I did not know Son because I wasn't a big CLC fan until Girls Planet. Okay? So because obviously I'm a Choi Yujin baby girl, right? So I was supporting her. And then after that, like while after the episode was finished, I remember I went on YouTube. Okay, I need to see like
CLC,
who is CLC is and like what is so huge about this helicopter song. And then like, I was watching it, like I go up, and I was like,
who's that girl?
Why is that girl so familiar? Then I just keep watching, and I was like, Son? Yeah, that's how I found out that Son was a K-pop idol.
Did you even check out that debut song? Yes.
Frappy. Pepe. Love you, Son. And Son's like debut solo song was like my top plate like last year. I think it's number two or number three. It's called Sharp Objects. I had my birthday party based on that music video. Yeah, everyone had everyone disco looks and then like nah. Oh, okay, sorry. Okay. We have to go back to topic.
Yes.
Son Haven from Wild. I think those are the two. Tasha Lo, does Tasha? Tasha, do you want to do music? Tasha Lo.
Tasha's like she won an award at
recently,
the,
right?
The Star Asian Star Awards.
Star Awards. But not for music. Not for music.
I mean, like she's still a celebrity, lah.
Yeah. So Tasha.
Tasha, I've been your fan since I was 12. I went to your fan meet for scarf. Like, just after my PSLE.
Are you looking at the hand?
She's wearing your scarf. Wearing your scarf. 안녕하세요, scarf입니다. I know the dance.
Dance. I love the love virus. If a virus. Then you guys stop doing music. It's okay, I still follow you guys. Love you guys.
Is this like us professing love to like I'm here professing my love to Son and she's here professing her love to Tasha Lo. Tasha. Okay, make this into a fucking reel because I'm about to give you guys. If you do not listen to Aisha Aziz, you have to listen to Aisha Aziz. Aisha Aziz is one of the most amazing singer-songwriters I've ever like listened to and met. Have you heard of Aisha Aziz before? My two Chinese boys behind. Please listen to her. She's so good. She's so great. Her music is so ethereal. Like, it feels very magical. I don't know why. Something about her.
I love her music. I like, okay, like, I only stumbled over her, but then, like, what I call it?
Alif Aziz, yeah.
Who, like, won something when I was younger.
Okay, he won the Surya version of Singapore Idol.
Yeah, and he was, like, such a heartthrob.
And he was super popular in Malaysia, like.
Went over to, you know, find better opportunities there, market's bigger there. The sister made a name for herself here.
Yeah, so, like, when she came. So, the story about, again, I'm a big fan. So Aisha Aziz, she joined this reality TV series in Malaysia. It's called Academy Fantasia. Okay, so it's a singing competition where you are actually treated like a student. So you're in a school per se, and I realize it's a bit weird. Their classroom, right, where they practice, is like, if I'm not mistaken, was like in a shopping mall, in a glass dome. So like people can just watch them like practice, and it's a bit slightly weird.
So it's just like a dance studio in a. Yeah, mall.
But they treat it like a school. Like the head judge, right, is called the principal.
It's giving idol school.
Yeah, it's and you know what's the craziest thing? When they get eliminated, right, every time they'll drag their luggage up on stage. So there's like a luggage every elimination episode, right? And Aisha was in it, and everyone was like, oh my god, it's Alif Aziz's sister and things like that. Yeah, and I think she won fifth place. Rick lah, obviously. They don't want a Singaporean to win, but like... But yeah, she did this song in 2013. It's called Mimpi. I was sec 3. It was the playlist in my life. I never had a heartbreak before. I never gone through anything sad. But that song just made me feel like I've gone through the saddest things in my life. Like, yeah, it's crazy. So Aisha Aziz, if you're watching this, you know I love you.
And with that, I think we went through.
Yeah,
we did a world tour.
We did a Malaysian Singapore tour.
Yeah, we went to Mersing.
What? Negeri Sembilan, Kedah, Johor, Muar. What else? Penang, Langkawi. Then we made back to Pasir Ris.
Pasiris, went to
Changi, Bedok.
Changi, Bedok, actually.
Then go back to Changi KL Village. For Aisha Aziz. Stupid, ridiculous, but yeah.
This episode was a lot, but we hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And with that, my name is Kayum. You can find me at Kayum Lukman on Instagram.
We're K-pop Kipos. I'm at a girl called Zoo. So if you like today's episode or just... I know this is like... a bit off K-pop, but I mean, you want to talk about culture.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what is this closing?
We want to talk about culture. Yeah, give us 5-star rating. Follow us on all our socials at K-pop Kipos.
Yes.
And we'll see you in the next episode. Annyeong!
I love you, Son. Yeah, na 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 na.